Abi bu atakor. Yes.
Hi, Abby.
Yes, how you doing?
Abby, hi. It's Jacob calling from Whiskey and Wealth Club.
Hey, Jacob. How you doing? Good.
I'm not doing too bad myself. Trying to stay out of trouble. And yourself, how you holding up?
Hey, I'm holding up. I'm just holding up, watching the market, looking around, see what's going on. You know, the money printing is going all across the spinning globe. Starting with China, Japan, and the United States. The United States is the kingpin. Chicago, Illinois. Dumping the contract on Globex at 2 o'clock in the morning and bring the price down. But guess what? Somebody needs to move away their assets from paper money to real stuff like whiskey. Yeah? Or gold or silver. Silver is the only thing that I like. How about you?
Yeah, I like physical commodities myself. I mean, they're tangible. You can see it. You can feel it at the end of the day. And in whiskey's case, hey, I mean, you can drink it if you really want to.
Hey, I drink whiskey.
Yeah, me too. What do you like? Scotch, bourbon, Irish, Canadian?
Yeah, I like scotch, single malt. Not a big drinker. I take a couple of pegs every night. I'm a regular drinker. I've been drinking for last 20 years. I'm 58. I was in the United States for 25 years. I had a good business over there. I used to work for Dow Jones as a computer engineer. And then on the side, I used to run a forklift business. You know, the heavy machinery. I used to train.
Yeah, you mentioned in your email you were looking into liquidating some of your
machinery. Yes.
You're referring to the forklifts.
Yes, yes. There are many forklifts. I had a big inventory over there, and some of my equipments, a couple of $100,000 equipments, right now being held at a different location with one of my friends. He took it over. And. So the reason I look up on the web and I found that this could be a good investment. Investment is nothing, but you know what? I feel that we have to get out of the system and get into tangible asset. So it's not that I want to make money or, you know, just hold on to what you've got. You got to hold on to what you got because everything's going to fall apart pretty soon. That I'm 110% sure. And I look at your country. Look at that. It's a joke, isn't it? Whatever they're doing over there in the parliament, whatever doing outside their system. This is not good. So, my question is that what is the minimum amount that one individual can towards some case? You tell me.
Yeah, I mean, to give yourself an idea, Abby, when you're looking at us as a business, we operate on a release-by-release basis.
Right.
All right? So the entry point is subject to change depending on what release it we have at that moment in time, right?
Right.
But I suppose at this point, it would probably be beneficial for me to just give you a streamlined overview of how this all works on the business model side of things. Firstly, are you familiar? Have you watched any of our videos?
Yeah, I watched one or two videos, but not really diving deep into it. Just, why don't you, throw me something like quick 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes talk.
Sure, I'll give you the streamlined version.
Okay.
So when you're looking at us as a business, all we do is we bridge a gap financially between the whiskey brands and the whiskey distilleries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our whole strategy behind that is pretty straightforward to understand. And to give you a bit of insight, those of our clients who are involved already, they are seeing returns range between 10 to upwards of 30% annually. Now, those returns I mentioned, they would be primarily dependent on how and when you would exit.
Mm-hmm.
So typically speaking, when you're looking at whiskey, those with more of a longer-term plan,
exactly,
they'll be the ones who see higher returns on the back end when they exit, right?
Exactly. Older the whiskey, the higher the price.
Correct. Now, to give yourself a bit of industry insight, Abby, and not a lot of the general public is aware when it comes to this, but out of the thousands and thousands of whiskey brands that are out there, right, there's a lot of them.
Right.
80% of those brands, they don't own their own distillery. It's quite common in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And the term we would use for it would be a whiskey bonder. So they go out to commercial distilleries and purchase already matured whiskey.
Right.
And that's when they would go off, blend, bottle it, and then sell it on themselves.
Right.
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 Now, as far as the distilleries are concerned, their main problem with that approach is they want to sell their whiskey the moment it comes off the still, from day one. They're a business at the end.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the same technique that happens on the silver miner. They have to sell in order to stay in the business. You know what they're bringing? These satanic, demonic entities sitting in Chicago, Illinois, Comex, CME Group, they bang the price down and they make the living hell out of these miners. Exactly. Your distillery needs to be in business. They have to get the stuff out. They have to pay their people. They have to run their business. Look, capex and operating expenses, it's always coming. So they need the cash. They need the cash. They need to get it out. So go ahead.
Absolutely. But of course, when you look at it from the brand's perspective, equally so,
mm-hmm.
they only want matured stock.
Right.
Whether that's 5, 10, 15 years of age, so on and so forth.
Right.
And legally speaking as well, when you look at whiskey, and you may or may not be aware, it legally can't be classified as a whiskey nor bottled and sold for a bare minimum of 3 years.
Right.
So that's what creates the opportunity in the first place, which allows for private individuals to purchase newly made spirit
mm-hmm.
at a wholesale rate. Then all you would do is hold it.
3 years minimum.
Government bonded facility.
Right.
And only at the point when you're ready to sell, that's where we step back in to facilitate that sale
mm-hmm.
to the likes of a brand or the open market,
mm-hmm.
all at a very nice and safe profit. I presume that makes a bit more sense when you're
looking at the total
side of things. Anything unclear?
Yes. Absolutely, perfectly clear. Okay. I'm an engineer myself. I'm a chemical engineer. I did my master's from South Dakota School of Mines and Technology in Rapid City back in 1995. So I being an engineer myself, I know, and being into this academic world, and I know the finance as well. So minimum is, let's say, 5-10 years of holding your investment and sit there, right? That's what you're saying?
And I'm assuming that you were looking into whiskey. You were open to more of a longer-term hold, those 5-10 years. Is that the case?
Just we'll see. Return. ROI. Return on investment.
Well, absolutely. However, the problem is, although whiskey is considered a relatively low-risk asset, if you were to turn around to me and say, hey, Jacob, I'm only interested in holding on to my whiskey for 6 months, well, you would be running one of those few risks.
No.
You'd be exiting too early.
No.
Because you would be looking to exit with something that's not yet even classified as a whiskey.
Right.
But you very well might not even see a profit for that matter.
Exactly.
I would always advise any of my clients to hold on to it for a minimum of 5 years.
Right.
I mean, in terms of yourself, would you say you have more of a short, medium, or long?
No, long. 5 years. Minimum 5 years.
I see. And that's always a great starting point as well. I suppose you mentioned you're looking to liquidate from your heavy machinery to do this. Were you looking to merely re-diversify your portfolio, or is this something for your retirement, something for the kids? I mean, what's the focus?
No, I'm not touching my retirement. I have converted quite a good amount into metals. I own about 120 kgs of silver and few kgs of gold. So I'm not going to touch those. All I care is to liquidate my other equipments. Those are sitting there in terms of cash, US dollar, and divert the money. I'm not going to put any more money into metals because I think I had enough. It can last a couple of generations if they hold it nicely for my children. So
Oh, I see. You're a family man. How many kids do you have?
I have children, my friend. I do not have goat kids. I've got two daughters and a son.
I see. Full house.
Yes.
And I suppose this would be something in place to contribute towards tuition fees, down payment on a house, first car, things along those lines, or?
my personal things, I would not like to speak too much about, but just so you know, that my wife and my three children are being held hostage by United States government. My house, they cannot sell it, they cannot do nothing, they took it. And my wife has been given another house with a swimming pool and whatnot. She's been taken very good care of by the Somerset County government in New Jersey, and they completely cut off the communication between my children and myself. There's something is going on because I speak the truth, and they don't like it. The people in the power, they do not like Avi Bothagur. As you can see in my website, I put there. I'm gonna fucking destroy the United States and bring my wife back. And that's what I'm planning on doing it. But hey, that's a joke. Take it as a joke. So the amount. Let's talk about the amount. The minimum amount that I need to.
Exactly. I was just getting to that, Abby. Let me cut to the chase with you. I'll run you through the financials and we can see about it from there.
Okay.
So when you're looking at us as a business, Abby, we do a handful of limited releases each and every year, and that's where we'll enter into various partnerships with distilleries in either Ireland, Scotland, Canada, as well as many other international markets too. Now, should you approach one of these distilleries at retail, an individual cask would cost you between 7,000 to 13,000 pounds. Now, in terms of ourselves, we go about conducting business in quite the different manner, as we purchase directly from a distillery in bulk only once we've negotiated a wholesale rate. The whole purpose behind that, Abby, is to pass those same savings on to our clients. But bearing this in mind, it means we don't deal by the individual cask. Rather, we do this by the form of a pallet. Now, a pallet consists of six 225-liter casks.
225 liter ca six of them, right?
Six casks,
1500.
all 225 liters each.
225 six. 25 six is 150. Okay. All right.
Now, the value of a pallet is 26,400 pounds.
All right. That's the number.
Correct.
That's the number minimum.
That is the minimum we can
Twenty-six.
facilitate.
Hold on. 26,500 would be U.S. dollar. How much?
26,400 pounds based on today's exchange is just north of 35,000 USD.
All right. I got you. I got you. That's all I need to hear. Let me work with that. I've got your number, and we'll see how things works out. I have to look. I'm in India right now, so I do not have direct access to a bank account, direct access to U.S. dollar fund, but I have the ability to make arrangement to get you delivered in U.S. dollar or pound. So you're talking about 35,000, 35 grand, right? That's not a lot of
Correct.
money.
Based on today's exchange, it's just north of that for
Yeah.
one pallet, which is the minimum.
Yeah, that's not a lot of money. That's not a lot of money. So
Exactly.
it's
The
not, it's not. Hey, come
point in
on,
your
man.
situation as well, Abby,
What of my forklift is
I don't know about your personal.
$120,000? One of my forklift is $120,000. Oh, a battery cost you $35,000. So
Okay.
yeah, we'll
If it is
see.
one thing, Abby, some clients invest in much higher levels as well. We have more corporate clients looking to purchase units, which is a quantity of 10 pallets,
Okay.
which works out to be 240,000 pounds.
Okay. Now, say, let me dip my toe into it. We'll see how things goes. But before that, I had to make arrangement of the finance. So you're talking about $40,000. So, you know, there are a lot of things. Somebody's holding a lot of my assets. I'm not, forget about my family. How about my Lexus? How about my, all those service van? That one service van, two Honda Odysseys, these equipments, generators, this thing, that thing. You know, running a company is a lot of equipments that I spend on CapEx. So I got to get back all those money. This guy's holding it. Let me talk to him, negotiate. He's gonna make money. I know he's gonna do a lowball offer on my all my stuff. But so thanks for giving me a call, and I learned a lot, and I know where I stand. I know where you stand. I got a good understanding, and this 15 minutes, almost 16 minutes now. So I think you got your schedule filled.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And just remind as well, Abby, the clients that I deal with, the majority of them being high net worth clients themselves, they don't typically have the likes of $35,000 just sitting there in a bank account. They would need to liquidate, mm-hmm. which by very much the sounds of it is something that you would need to do. Is that correct?
Yeah, I know. I'm not a very high net worth person. I'm an intelligent low net worth person, but I'm an intelligent one. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
But you just said the $35,000 wasn't a lot of money.
It's not a lot of money for me. It's not. But that doesn't make me a high net worth individual. You're talking about, when you talk about the money is being M2 money supply out there, there is two balance sheet by Federal Reserve. The stock market is going to the roof. Who do you think that the high net worth individuals are? They're billionaires. We're talking about thousands of dollars. We're not. High net worth person is starting with at least $250 million. That's what it is. The concept of net worth is completely disguised and you know, my vocabulary cannot even come. I'm not a native English speaker, but my vocabulary is too little to explain what's going on. So high net worth for me is $250 million.
Yeah, and that's understandable as well. But tell you what, Abby, I think what would be beneficial at this stage is for me to send you across that email. Ultimately, it sounds like there's a lot you need to do on your end. I'll leave it with you for the time being.
Okay.
And you can reach out.
Yeah, I got your email.
And you want to revisit it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Abby. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.